Several school districts say the boxes of records returned by former Starr County Educational Service Center attorney Mary Jo Shannon Slick do not match what they expected. Court records state the districts reported receiving fewer documents than the amount of legal work done over the years. Service Center suing Shannon Slick, accusing her of taking and shredding files before she was fired last month. She denied destroying any records. Her attorney called the case retaliation. The case is moving to mediation. Judge has extended an order blocking Shannon Slick from disposing of any material. Concerns about structural issues prompted the Village of Minerva to shut down the community center on Brock Avenue. Starr County Building Department recommended the immediate closure, and village officials say the facility will remain closed while a full assessment is completed. Administrator Greg Meininger said public safety was the top priority, and the village will work with county officials to determine next steps. Minerva also creating a community center steering committee to help explore long-term options for the building and its programs. Plain Township trustees Friday voted unanimously to hire Howard Hirschberger as fire chief. He succeeds Charles Schellenberger, who will become the township's full-time zoning director. Hirschberger has been a battalion chief since 2012. Five candidates applied for the chief's position. Schellenberger has served as interim zoning director since the retirement of Tom Ferrara in July. Both men will start their new jobs December 21st. Ohio BCI investigating an officer-involved shooting in Trumbull County. Sheriff's deputies and the Highway Patrol responded just after 5 a.m. for a reported domestic incident Friday. Witnesses reported a man with a gun in the roadway on Route 534 in Southington. The sheriff's office says shots were fired. The suspect was hit. He was taken to University Hospital in Ravenna, where he later died. The victim was not identified. No other details were released. The Timken Company marking another year of dividend growth. The manufacturer of engineered bearings and industrial motion products says 2025 will be its 12th straight year of increasing its annual dividend. The board has approved a 35-cent per share quarterly dividend payable December 5th, shareholders of record November 25th. Timken has now paid dividends for 414 consecutive quarters, a streak dating back to its first listing on the New York Stock Exchange in 1922. Jackson Township-based company reported $4.6 billion in sales last year. About 55,000 people still waiting on payments from the East Palestine derailment settlement will have to wait longer. Even after a recent appeal was dismissed, the Sixth Circuit Court threw out challenges from residents and businesses who opposed the $600 million deal, citing jurisdiction issues and their failure to pay an $850,000 appeal bond. In federal court Thursday, Judge Benita Pearson noted recipients have waited too long for disbursements. Filing deadlines in the case are set for December 5th. No payment date has been announced. Wellsville shooting case that left a teenager still headed toward trial with a new status hearing set for December 11th. 20-year-old Emery Childs appeared in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court last week, where the judge said plea talks continue. Childs is accused of firing at two teens near the 18th Street Park April 27th, wounding a 15-year-old in the arm. He later turned himself in and was indicted on charges including attempted murder and felonious assault. Childs also faces a separate indictment for allegedly having a metal shank while in the county jail. He remains held on a $500,000 bond. Boardman woman was able to stop one of the money transfers in a romance scam that cost her more than $220,000. Police say she halted a transfer headed to a Colorado bank, where a private investigator is now working to identify the suspect. The woman told police she met the man on Facebook months ago. He claimed to be in the logging business and said he needed money for broken equipment and a lost credit card. Over 3 months, the woman had sent funds from her Fidelity account before realizing it was a scam. Youngstown's homicide count has risen to 10 after a man shot last week died from his injuries. Police say 40-year-old Kenny Stanton passed away at St. Elizabeth Health Center from wounds suffered late Sunday night at a store on Market Street and West Midlothian Boulevard. Another man was also shot in the incident and was treated at the hospital. Youngstown police say a 34-year-old man facing felonious assault charges after a shooting on the city's south side. Officers called to a home on Cambridge Avenue after a man arrived at a hospital with gunshot wounds to his hip and foot. Investigators say the victim identified the shooter as William Huffman, one of the home's owners. He was arrested and arraigned in Youngstown Municipal Court Friday.